Hi, hello. I am Joe Pavazegi, and I will be interviewing my mom from Cunning and Children's Home. So, what does it mean to be a good person, and how can you tell me? A couple weeks ago, I spoke with my mom and what it meant to be a good person. All right. Pat, as a social worker, what is the best part of helping people?
Best part has to be seeing years later, after I've worked with some young people and our staff have worked with them, and to have a lot of success in their lives and to make a difference in others' lives, including families.
Okay. Is there anything else that you need to add on that?
No, I think I also feel like I become a better person in helping others.
All right. What types of classes did you have to take to get this job? As a social worker?
Well, first of all, I have a bachelor's in therapeutic recreation and a master's in education and a master's in social work. So I've taken quite a few classes in education curriculum, policies, social work and education law, administration, and counseling classes. So that's much of what the courses I needed to take in my degrees.
All right. How did you hear about this job?
Actually, I was at a track meet in Bloomington Normal, and I worked at a similar place over there, and somebody recruited me to come over to Cunningham.
Could you tell me a little bit on your background story?
I'm from a small town in northern Illinois. I had really great parents and a background, and they were very supportive of me. And so at one point in time at our church, we had an opportunity to work with children from migrant workers. And so I ended up doing a lot of work with them at the church. And then right after that, I did a lot of coaching, and I just love to be around kids.
Could you describe your boss for me?
He has high energy, and he wants to grow our agency bigger and make a bigger impact in the Champaign-Urbana area. A recent example is our leadership team, with his leadership, helped build a brand new school for children across Champaign County that have special ed needs.
What do you like to do after your work times?
Absolutely. My favorite thing is to hang out with my son. And play baseball and a lot of sports and do a variety of things. That's what I love to do.
What do you think you have to get to this job?
You know, obviously, my degree and backgrounds helped a lot, but I've done a lot of work with kids over the years, and I pretty much have been at Cunningham for a long time. So working with kids and staff and starting up new programs, did some work in vocational work, and trying to help get more money to help build our program. So being around a lot of kids and a lot of staff and building programs pretty much helped me get my promotion.
Could you tell me a little bit about your daily schedule?
Well, I'm in my office more than I'd like to be. So I read a lot of emails from staff and outside folks. I respond back to staff. I go to staff meetings. Quite a few meetings, sometimes even up in Chicago and over in Springfield. Deal with the crises with kids and some conflicts between staff, and also review a lot of documents.
What do you think your company could be in the next 5 years?
We're looking to start several new programs, one including a runaway homeless youth program, where kids who are run away from home and aren't able to go back for whatever reason, and they can have a place to stay and get some help. And then we help them get back to the family. So that's one program. And then there's some other programs we're looking at to help the Champaign-Urbana community.
What do you think the culture of your company is?
Well, we're a faith-based agency, and I've always experienced our company as a place that really cares about kids and staff. And we want to impact the future lives of people. And we understand different cultural differences and different backgrounds of people. And also, I think we have a culture that is very important that we work as a team to do the best we can.
Is this a new role that you found?
I've been doing this particular job for quite some time. Some of the new things right now for me have to do with building up new programs in the community. So that's been a little different for me.
Do you get any free time at the work?
Sometimes I take lunch once in a while, but we have a wellness program that encourages our staff to walk around together and celebrate different things like birthdays and stuff like that. So we are able to, have some free time that way.
What are some goods of the job?
There's a lot of good things. I mean, certainly there's days that are really rough, but just in general, making a really big difference in kids' lives and seeing staff grow to be better people is what I think are the good things about the job.
What are some parts of being a social worker that are hard?
In particular, watching kids, any kids, but kids are cunning and making poor choices or poor decisions, especially when it hurts themselves or others and it impacts the rest of their lives. So, for example, there are a few young people that have gone to prison, and that's been a really difficult thing to watch but it's because of some of the decisions they made. And also another thing we deal with now in the state of Illinois is we don't really have enough money to do some of the programs we'd like to do.
Are you willing to travel for your job?
I've actually had an opportunity to travel a lot up in Chicago and Springfield, obviously, for some of the statewide meetings. But I've been across the nation to present and attend training. And one of the coolest parts of my job since I've been at Cunningham is to be able to travel with youth who were African drumming. It was an African drumming group. And that was really fun because we got to go to Epcot Center in Florida. We've gone all over the nation actually to play with that group. And that was really exciting, a lot of fun.
What motivates you to be a social worker?
To see people grow and develop hope when they've had a lot of tough things happen in their lives and through building relationships with our staff.
All right. Thank you.